This is Mick with National Rock Review, and I have Odorous Urungus of Gwar on the phone with me today. What's going on, my man? So, tell me about the plans to conquest the Super Bowl.
They apparently want us to play the Super Bowl or something instead of all these crappy pop acts you keep getting. I don't know how I feel about this. I think I would rather just play the game, football, against the NFL and destroy all their players and claim the Super Bowl for my own in my bloody upturned fist.
But don't you think hockey's a much better sport for Gwar than football?
What is this hockey you speak of? Does it involve hawking Lugers?
Well, it involves sticks and clubbing people.
Well, that sounds something like that's a little more up our alley. That's one of the things I hate about the football. They're not given weapons, really.
What kind of weapons do you think would make the game more enhancing?
Battle axes, harpoons, hurled from the stands by irate fans. I mean, wouldn't you like that if your team was screwing up and you could give them a little extra motivation by throwing spears at them?
Kind of like the old days, the Aztecian days, where the losing team gets executed?
Yeah, something like that. It certainly brings a lot more motivation to the players, and as a result, they play all the harder.
Well, so you guys are getting ready to set off on another World Conquest Tour in support of Battle Maximus.
That I am, a human friend. We're getting ready to roll out the door here pretty soon and get on with it.
Well, tell us about the new album, how it differs from the past ventures that you guys have done.
Well, the new album, Battle Maximus, it's a 13th studio album from Gwar, first record that we've done with our new guitar player, Pustulus Maximus, cousin of Flatus Maximus. And it's first one done in our own Slave Pit Studios, fully self-recorded and engineered, and then mastered and mixed by Glenn Robinson, very famous producer from Canada. I'm in the band. I think it sounds good, you know, but of course, I'm in the band. Of course I think it's going to sound good. If it was a great album, I wouldn't, you know, lie about it or anything. I tell you.
Well, this, you guys have a new enemy on this album, Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect is a fucking asshole. I don't understand why he calls himself Mr. Perfect. He looks like some kind of freak.
So I understand that his cuttlefish is bigger than your cuttlefish.
It is not. I have to see Mr. Perfect's dick. In fact, that's the only thing perfect about him is that he has no penis. I know. It's apparently the perfect human being has lost his balls, and he needs mine to supplement his. It's a long story, you know. There's a lot of deep issues involved here. I think he feels inadequate because his overuse of steroids caused his penis to wither to that of a size of a walnut and then up onto the floor.
So, it's been a couple of years since the passing of Corey. How have you guys been able to cope with the loss of Corey and moving on, getting forward? You guys soldier forth and carry on in his name. Does that make you even more determined to write better music and more driving music?
Yes, I think that's very true. We rose to the occasion. We were determined to not let this horrible turn in events and a tragic incident slow down Gwar. We still felt full vinegar, and we forced forward almost to using this as an opportunity to prove once again unmatched superiority. But at the same time, we wanted to honor and beautify the legend of Flatus. And there was a lot of motivational factors to fucking make a great album. The biggest one is that we didn't want to start to suck.
How did you guys decide on the name Pustulus Maximus?
Well, there was a battle. He fought all the other Maximuses. There was a lot of ass kicking, a lot of shit kicking going on, let me tell you. They fought right outside the Guar Fortress here in Antarctica for many months, and the sound of the battle. we are going to use some. We use some of that to create a track off the new album, and it's loud as fuck. Battle Maximus, which became the actual title track, and yeah, and when it was over, he emerged. He was basically he got the job through martial combat, and you know, he grabbed the fucking ring. He grabbed the recording bull by the proverbial bull by the horns here. He actually grabbed the entire recording studio. And started working on that new album, and just, you know, then it was kind of like, and then it was like, then it was awesome, but then it went, and then it was fine again, so everything was great. We rocked out, we recorded the sound of that rocking out, and we made an album out of it. Battle Maximus is out right now, so 13, lucky 13 for Guar.
Excellent. So if you could choose to meet one elder god, which one would you pick to meet?
Oh, Cthulhu, without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, he's the big one. Under the pyramid, and you can see all that stuff. Might be down there still. He might come back to a Guar show one day. He fought his minions, Yig, things like that, other demons of the old ones. But never Cthulhu. That would be a good one. Of course, the entire audience would go insane when they saw him. But that would be fine.
At the Mountains of Madness. So we can't expect to see any new characters on this tour.
You'll have to repeat your question. I had shit in my ears.
Can we expect to see any new characters on this tour?
Oh, of course. There'll be a whole new array of superpowered assholes. Just ready to do the voodoo that they do so goddamn doo-doo well. Those fucks. Those dirty fucks. But they'll be there, yeah. There'll be celebrities, there'll be political figures, there'll be religious figures, there'll be buttholes, there'll be cornholes with, you know, large mechanical murder machines. Nothing with any kind of internal combustion engine attached. Everything hand-driven.
If you guys could pick one celebrity to execute on stage during a live show, who would it be?
Oh, we selected this celebrity, and we're going to keep the results of the vote a secret. But we are going to unveil it at the show. And I'm thinking that the choice is fairly obvious. You should be able to get it before we even get there. And when you do finally realize the truth, you'll be more than supportive of the measures that Guar has enacted. They are harsh. Our ways are harsh. But I think you will agree.
You guys have a small series of holiday dates coming up. Are you planning to butcher any Christmas songs?
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't I? I hadn't really thought of that. I thought of everything. I'm so damn creative. But, you know, I was just going to ignore the holidays entirely like I usually do and just let the humans add their own flavor. Come dressed as elves or something like that. I don't know. But, perhaps I'll put on a few hundred pounds and let my jelly belly old Saint Christmas off fill up with worms, you know, and split it open and let the worms crawl out of my dull jelly belly odorous soul with the wormy ass. Oh, jelly belly.
So,
what's that gonna hide it, find it Christmas? What's that? I'm sorry, I thought I was for lives for a moment.
Oh, that's all right. So
kids don't remember Burr Lives anymore. It's sad.
Indeed it is, man. Legend amongst legends.
A legend. He was a legend.
Kids wish they could have as much class as he had today.
I fucking love that guy.
So you guys kick off your tour in just under a week here in Columbus, man. What spots are you guys looking forward to returning to on this tour?
Columbus would be a good one. I believe that's the first one. If we can pull off this show in that hellhole, then, you know, we can do anything. So, you know, then we're pretty much the first show, and then, we playing there, and playing there, and playing there, playing there, playing there, playing there. Okay, yeah, then the last show. That's the other one we're looking forward to. I don't know where it is, but I can't wait for it to happen.
That would be Washington, D.C. at the 930 Club.
That's good. That's good. That's close to the tunnel entrance that we go back to Antarctica in. A lot of people forget the Earth is round. You know, it's like, oh, you're going from America back to Antarctica, or something. Like, yeah, they're like, oh, you're flying straight line. I'm like, no, I'm traveling through a tunnel through the Earth. It's a lot shorter that way, you idiot.
Well, when was the last time you saw your mother and father?
I do not have a mother or a father. The only thing I saw of my mother was her distended vaginal flap valves as I was dropped out of her womb into a gladiatorial arena. What kind of question is that? Oh. My father was a supercomputer. Everybody knows that. Wow. Kind of a cyber sea dog computer thingamajigger. Very interesting machine. They don't have them here on Earth.
So do you remember?
Basically, they create life with their penises. And it's sort of the same way that you do, but different. It's far more violent.
Do you remember the taste of your mother when you were born?
No, I do remember that, yes. I floated in the womb for many years. It was the closest thing I've ever known to peace. And it was a delightful experience until I experienced war, which is way better.
Was it kind of like floating in the belly of the Sarlacc pit?
Yeah, very much so, except, yeah, no idea of individual consciousness. Just kind of at one with the universe. Then I pretty much got bored as shit, so it was time to get out there.
Excellent. Odorous, thanks for your time today, man. I appreciate the talk, and I look forward to you guys decimating the country on this tour out. And
everybody... Very good, thank you. You know, everybody knows us, Guar. We're coming back to, you know, make really loud noises, kill lots of stuff, and get shit all over you.
Wow. And one final question. What items do you want people to bring to sacrifice and offering to Guar on this tour?
Men in 1920s tuxedos with top hats. Women in Civil War era hoop skirts. I expect this or no show.
With the nipples cut out of the blouses, right?
Well, any kind of modifications that they wish to undertake themselves is fine. We've seen everything from that to actual beavers devouring people's genitals.
Excellent. Aldris.
Very good.
Thanks a lot, sir. We'll see you down the road.
Very good, sir.
Take care. Bye.